The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
On Fortune Magazine's 2018 list of the best companies to work for, taking the number one spot was Salesforce. And this evening, you will be going out to their stunning corporate headquarters in San Francisco to hear from the staff of their sibling, Salesforce.org. We'll begin with the CEO of Salesforce.org, Rob Acker, and then hear from other members of the team.
We have something that we call our V2 Mom, which is where we state the company's vision and then the values. We have three values, and then we have 10 methods. The number one method that we have is what we call Ohana, which is our culture. And culture is everything. It's probably where I spend most of my time focusing on, is I want to ensure that we have a highly collaborative, innovative culture. And every single person in this organization has something to bring to the table, and I want to hear their voice.
One of the things that I think is unique about what we're doing is in our hiring processes, we are always talking to people about what their philanthropic mission, what they get excited about in their spare time. I always ask that question after you kind of look at somebody as qualified and they're pre-qualified for the job, then you kind of get into what their passion is. It doesn't matter whether it's animals or whether it's women's rights or whether it's curing a disease, as long as they're passionate about something.
So we have two onboarding sessions. The first is day one. You spend the first part of the day getting your computer, getting set up with your benefits, all that good stuff. And then you spend the afternoon volunteering. And then a few weeks later, you go through a more substantial program called Becoming Salesforce that's more focused on our culture and learning our story. And you spend that afternoon actually going out into the community and volunteering. We have five local partners in the Bay Area that we send employees out to, the Food Bank, St. Anthony's Foundation, Golden Gate Audubon Society, and a couple of others. And employees get the opportunity to volunteer and start utilizing their 7 paid days of volunteer time off right from the get-go. And it's a really great opportunity to learn about our commitment to getting back, giving back, to inspire people to get more involved, and for them to get to know people that they're now working with.
But there's also a unique ability to use the skill set that you have for those volunteering activities. It's often very hard to go to an organization by yourself and say, this is what I can do for you. Do you need that? But we have a platform where organizations can come to us and say, I need help building an app. In fact, we had an organization in Australia that needed help building an app to help detect autism in children earlier. And it was a global group that came together to do that.
His name was Dasai, D-E-S-A-I, and his job was simply to respond to RFPs, request for proposals, and he was given a library of questions and answers, and when a customer asked, he would simply copy and paste one over to the other, and we sat down and talked to him about his work, and he did not understand what his work actually meant, and I shared with him that if he can do these proposals very well and get this information back to the customer and they make a decision to go with Salesforce.org, we can actually help accelerate their mission to do good or to find a cure or to feed a family, protect our homeless. And you could see a light bulb go off in his head that he actually understood that his work does matter. And I think that's what's important about Salesforce.org, is every one of us has a role in doing good in this world.
because of Salesforce.org and Salesforce.com allowing interns to then be converted into contractors and full-time employees, I'm now a full-time employee. But I think the wow in all of that is not only has it transformed the trajectory of my livelihood and what my career pathway could be inside of the company, but it also transforms the way that my son's life will look. And I think that that's really special.
I think I would describe our culture at Salesforce as being ohana, and that's the Hawaiian word for family. And that is something that our leaders were intentional about from the beginning. They wanted to build this sense of family, and just as much as they wanted to build our product and our go-to-market strategy. So this sense of family kind of encapsulates and encompasses everything that we do at the company. It's how I feel about my coworkers. It's how I feel about being here. I feel a responsibility to protect the corporate culture. I feel a commitment towards my coworkers, and it makes it even more special to be here.
I think one of the most important things that every employee does here is what we call a V2 mom, which is really the roadmap that every employee strives for every year. And it starts with the CEO driving the strategy for what Salesforce.org is going to be and drafting his V2 mom. And then down from that, every other leader drafts their own V2 mom, which looks at their values, their vision, their metrics that they're going to cover that year. So all of those things are written in there, and it's very transparent about what everybody needs to do, wants to accomplish for the year. And it really kind of is the North Star for everybody to follow, and it sort of cascades on down.
As you walk into our building, as you did today, you see a lot of giant characters, lots of colors, big screens, maybe some music playing in the background. It really, to me, identifies that we have a strong culture of having fun and also a very strong brand. The Trailhead brand is very apparent throughout all of the offices that you would go to in sales or throughout the world at Salesforce. If you walked into the office in Italy or in Australia, you would get the same vibe. And it's, you know, fun is a really core part of our culture here, but it also is something that's evident throughout our products as well.
I'll never forget the first time I had a solution engineer come to me and say, "Do you think I might one day be able to write a blog post?" And I was like, "Why can't you do that today?" And they were just so taken back by, "Well, what do you mean I could do that today? Of course you can do that. You've got a great idea." And that request for a single blog post turned into a 15-part series that to this day is still one of the most read posts we've ever had. So, you know, that was letting him feel really empowered that he can create this space for him to be more creative, but also giving back to the community at large and sharing his knowledge, not just with the organizations that he works with, but with a larger, much broader audience.
And when you realize that we are 100% self-funded, that means in addition to our hiring, our growth, our new products, our amazing events, we're still able to give back an enormous amount of that money and let our employees really embrace who they are and the passion or in the causes they're most passionate about. And I think that's really exciting when we realize the work we do here actually affects everyone in the company, but not everyone realizes that it's through our own efforts here. It's not through stock. It's not through Salesforce proper. It's really through our grit and our hard work that we do every day.
Because I think Ohana groups are another way that we are able to maintain transparency within the company. And so Ohana groups are basically underrepresented groups inside of the company that come together collectively to talk about different concerns or causes that they care about. And each Ohana group is given an executive sponsor to champion those causes or concerns that they have and uplift them to leadership. And I think another thing that's great about the Ohana groups is we do encourage allyship, which is essentially just other employees that may not directly identify with those groups, but coming together to understand them or speak on their behalf.
When I think about our mindfulness practices, the transparency in our leadership meetings are broadcast to all of our employees. Everyone is encouraged and welcome to give feedback. We are good neighbors and good hosts. We invite our partners in our community to come in. So it's more than just a marketing campaign. It is really who we are and what we do at our core. And it's not just perks that are offered to our employees. We open up our spaces, we open up our hearts, we open up our technical abilities, we open up our product. We open all of that up for everyone, and I think that's what makes us special and unique.
And when I look at the types of employees we're trying to attract and retain, professionals in the technology area and the sales area, it's a tough group to try and attract and to try and retain, and we've done a great job at doing that. And some of what we kind of have is the secret sauce, and what brings us over here is all the things you've heard about, but also we have amazing technology. We have the Salesforce technologies. They've gifted us this technology. And when you sort of talk to particularly the millennial generation about what they're looking for, one of the things they really want to work for is meaningful projects, which obviously we have in what we do, but also work with great technology. So we've got that together, which is an attractive piece for people to want to come over and do that.
And that was, we were converting Angelica from being a year up intern to a contractor to now a full-time employee. And she had worked really hard over the last 2 years to accomplish that goal. And what we wanted to do to celebrate and honor that was invite her to our leadership meeting that takes place in Hawaii. So we were able to not only bring Angelica, but we were also able to bring her son Isaiah to Hawaii and have, and what was special about the occasion was that we announced Angelica's day one, her first day as a Salesforce employee, in front of our entire leadership team. Mark put a lei over her and welcomed her into the Ohana. There was not a dry eye in the house. It was probably one of the most special moments of my career.
I want to thank Cheyenne King for organizing my visit, and to all those who participated, Mark Gundecker, Jamie Olson, Jessica Hood, Daryl Spreitzer, Angelica Pineda, and Ebony Freelix. To hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the offices of Salesforce, just come to denver-frederick.com, and they'll be there waiting for you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.